time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In an Oval Office ceremony on Monday honoring three Navajo code talkers from World War II, Donald Trump, out of the blue, disparaged Senator Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas.
You were here long before any of us were here, although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you.
Trump made the comment standing by a portrait of Andrew Jackson, which he hung in the Oval Office in January. Jackson is known for signing the Indian Removal Act of 1830, in which the Cherokee Nation was removed from its lands in what is known as the Trail of Tears. The Navajo Nation suggested Trump's remark Tuesday was an example of cultural insensitivity, but resolved to stay out of the ongoing feud between the senator and Trump. The prejudice that Native American people face is an unfortunate historical legacy, Navajo Nation President Russell Begaye said in a statement. He said the Navajo Nation was honored by the recognition of the code talkers. The Alliance of Colonial Tribes tweeted, "American Indian names, whether they be historic or contemporary, are not meant to be used as insults. To do so is to reduce them to racial slurs." White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about it at the press briefing.
The president just did with the Navajo code talkers. He referred to Pocahontas being in the Senate. Why did he feel the need to say something that is offensive to many people while honoring the Navajo code talkers, these genuine American
I think
heroes?
What most people find offensive is Senator Warren lying about her heritage to advance her career.
She Stephen said it was a racial slur. She said it was a racial slur. What is your response to that?
I think that's a ridiculous response.
Why is it appropriate for the president to use a racial slur in any context?
I don't believe that it is appropriate for him to make a racial
a
slur or anybody
this
else.
This is a racial slur, so why is it appropriate for him to
Well,
use
I think,
that?
Like I said, I don't think that it is, and I don't think that was certainly not the president's intent.
Elizabeth Warren weighed in, too.
This was supposed to be an event to honor heroes, people who put it all on the line for our country, and people who, because of their incredible work, saved the lives of countless Americans and our allies. It is deeply unfortunate that the President of the United States cannot even make it through a ceremony honoring these heroes without having to throw out a racial slur. Look, Donald Trump does this over and over, thinking somehow he's going to shut me up with it. It hadn't worked in the past. It is not going to work in the future.
On the first day of work at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, after former Director Richard Cordray stepped down, two people showed up to lead the agency on Monday. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, Trump's appointee for acting director, and the CFPB's Deputy Director Leandra English, Cordray's pick. Mulvaney showed up with donuts and then sent a memo to staffers telling them to, quote, disregard any instructions from English in her presumed capacity as acting director. English also sent an email to staff introducing herself and signing off as, quote, acting director. English has sued the Trump administration for its appointment of Mulvaney to the post, citing the Dodd-Frank Act. A woman who falsely claimed to the Washington Post that Roy Moore, the Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Alabama, impregnated her as a teenager, appears to work with James O'Keefe's Project Veritas, an organization that uses undercover sting operations to secretly record conversations and deceptively edit them in an effort to frame its targets. The woman told the Post in a series of interviews that she had a sexual relationship with Moore in 1992, became pregnant, and had an abortion at Moore's urging when she was 15. The woman also asked reporters if her story would cause Moore to lose the special election. She repeatedly denied to the Washington Post that she was working with any groups targeting the media, but the paper investigated inconsistencies in her story. Al Franken returned to work on Monday and held a brief press conference outside his Senate office, during which he again apologized and vowed to regain the trust of his constituents.
There are different allegations. There's the Leanne Tweeden. Leanne and I were on the USO tour together. We were rehearsing for a sketch. I said that I recall that differently from Leanne, but I feel that you have to respect, you know, women's experience. And so I apologized to her, and I meant it. And I was, you know, very grateful that she accepted it. Take a lot of pictures, in Minnesota, thousands of pictures of me, tens of thousands of people. So those are instances that I do not remember. From these stories, it's been clear that there are some women, and one is too many, who feel that I have done something disrespectful and that's hurt them, and for that I am tremendously sorry. And this will not happen again going forward. Again, it's going to take a long time for me to regain people's trust, but I hope that starting work today that I can start to do that. I got
the news. And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.